Wow. Lots and lots and lots of beef, lots and lots and lots of people on the line. It is Wednesday, February 10th. My name is David Litt, hosting for David Sandball, who will be joining us here in just a minute or so with his weekly radio show, The Purium Lifestyle Call. We're going to be talking about the greatest love of all. We're going to be talking about giving the gift of health, self-care, taking care of ourselves. We're coming up on Valentine's Day, so love's in the air. Dave's got some great subjects to talk about with all of that. But before we do, I'm going to put this call into Q&A mode. And with Q&A mode, everybody's muted, but you can hit *6. And I'm going to be looking for one person who's going to be receiving a free convention ticket if they're on the line. So you have about 10, 15 seconds if you hear your name called to hit *6 and let me know you're on the call. So here we go. So we're giving away convention tickets, one convention ticket every Tuesday night, every Wednesday night, every Thursday night. You got to be on the calls to win. And tonight's winner is from Hawaii, Chris and Jamie Blake, Red Diamond from Hawaii. Chris and Jamie Blake, it's *6.
Oh.
Chris and Jamie, *6.
Can you hear me?
Is that you, Jamie?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can. Hey. Congratulations.
So excited.
Yeah, fantastic. So you went day one, got your convention ticket, enrolled a new PLC member. Anything you want to share about the person you enrolled last week?
Oh, I'm so excited. He's just finishing day 10 today and loving it. And he just posted, so I'm super excited. It wasn't his picture, but he posted day 10 and his product. So hoping we can get him to share some gift cards.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. And, you know, our convention is over in Florida, and we really appreciate you and Chris making the commitment to fly from Hawaii over to Florida. It's awesome, and you're going to be getting one ticket for free. So congratulations.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to turn the conversation over to David Sandoval. So for those of you who don't know, our convention is called LEAP, and the person who named that convention is David Sandoval. It's LEAP year, leaping forward, leaping ahead. And, you know, Chris and Jamie Blake, Red Diamonds from Hawaii, they've been leaping up the ranks, and it's exciting that they're going to be there and get their ticket rebated for free. So, Dave, thanks for coming up with the name of the convention and providing us our inspiration and vision, and also the financial wherewithal to give away some tickets three nights every week. So good stuff going on, and I'm going to turn the call over to you.
Fantastic. Well, I hope that you could hear me, everybody. I am calling from the beautiful island of Kauai. I'll be having an event here this Friday night, so if you have people in and around, please do let them know. We would love to have them there. And tonight is, as you know, it is our time that we get together. It is like family. It's like a little family reunion. And, you know, there's one thing that, as we said, we've got a little theme for today's call, and that is all about love. Now, the thing about love is that, of course, everybody will have their own brand. Everybody has their own idea of, you know, what their ideal love would be. But one thing I know for sure, that the greatest love that you need to have, the one love that is most important in your life, and again, you know, withstanding your relationship with God, is your relationship with yourself. And so I always start out any lesson on love with a very simple question. You guys have been in the audience perhaps before, and you've heard me ask this question, and that is whether anybody has ever been in a relationship with somebody who has lied to them. And when I'm looking out to the audience, I see all the hands start to go up, and I don't think there's a single hand that doesn't. And then I ask, I say, and when they lied to you, did you find it hard to trust them? Did you find it hard to believe in them? And they said yes. And if they lied to you repeatedly, did you find that you found it difficult to love them and that possibly you wanted to end that relationship? And that each time the answer was yes. You see, we don't like to be lied to. We don't want to be in a relationship with somebody who lies to us. But then I ask them the really tough question. I say, what happens when the person that has lied to you, not just once, but more than once. What happens when the person who you're finding it really hard to trust and believe in anymore, what happens when that person that lied to you, what happens when you stop loving that person, and what happens when that person is yourself?
Ooh, you weren't waiting for that, were you? You see, the greatest relationship that we need to have is with ourselves. And until we truly learn to love ourselves, then we're not going to respect, you see. We need to learn and respect ourselves. And when we do, it's going to be very easy to learn to respect and to feel love for others. It's going to be very easy to learn and feel respect for the very earth that we exist in and exist on. And so if we're going to talk about love, we need to first talk about self-love. Now, why is it that people fall out of love with themselves? Well, there's a number of reasons. And one reason is because we're out of integrity and we know it. We don't feel good about the decisions that we've been making in our lives, and we don't know what to do about it. And that's why Purium is so amazing. Because when people decide to, they do want to begin to love and respect themselves. When people decide that they do love and respect life itself. When people decide that they truly do love their children so much that they will not feed them damaging food, habits, or emotions. This is the type of love that we are really interested in helping. You see, we want people to renew the love affair with themselves first. And I think that that's really, really important. And it starts with building respect. Respect for yourself. You got to respect yourself before you could love yourself. You got to trust yourself before you will respect yourself. So let's start making little commitments to ourselves. Let's make a little tiny promise to ourselves. Let's just say that for the next 10 days, every day I'm going to get up and I'm going to do something that proves that I love myself. Maybe it's have a green drink. Maybe it's to go for a jog. Maybe it's to clean your house before you leave it in the morning. Whatever it is, it starts with little tiny steps. And so begin to rebuild the love relationship with the person that is most important in your life, and that is you. And once you begin to make little promises to yourself that you keep, you could then make bigger promises to yourself that you keep. And when you are keeping promises to yourself, you will, I promise you, fall back in love with the most important person in your life, and that is you. And so Purium has been so instrumental. When people decide that they are going to begin to love and respect themselves and their body and the earth and the people around them, then Purium is a very, very natural place to start. Now, as you know, Purium is, just a second, Chase, I'm on the phone. Go downstairs, buddy. Sounds like Dave is dealing with a little issue. I'm sure he'll be back in just a second. You're listening to the Wednesday evening Purium Lifestyle call. Dave Sandoval will be back on the line in just a second.
Sorry about that. I got invaded by the rugrats where I'm visiting with some friends, and they came into my room.
Anyway, so is everybody still there? Dave, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Everybody's still there.
Okay, great. Awesome. Well, as I was saying, that this amazing, love affair that we could have with ourselves, and it starts with taking care of ourselves.
And the Love Super Meal was a very aptly named product. You know, it's funny, we were talking about love, and, you know, we're talking about loving yourself. We're talking about what you could do as a sign of loving yourself. And I like, you know, obviously we have a product that is called Love. And, you know, the cool part about that is it's great to share love. It's great to, you know, talk about love, and it's great to love yourself. So I think it's pretty, it's a very good name for a product. But the truth of the matter is that we have a number of products that I believe I'm going to focus on tonight. And we could call them our products that enhance love in many different ways. I'll give you an example. We have people who have come to me and they say that they're unable to have a child because for whatever reason, throughout their life, they've had miscarriages and even stillbirths. Some people just simply were unable to conceive at all. Now, it's funny, but there is amazing, the type of love between a mother and a child is pretty incredible. And if you haven't had the chance to experience that, you know, to actually see it and to feel it, I mean, then I feel bad for you because the love between a mother and child is incredible. And when a woman desires to feel that feeling, when they have that desire to bear a child and to love a child and to bring a child into the world and they're unable to, that is extremely psychologically, mentally, you know, debilitating. And what I'm extremely proud of, speaking of extremes, is that we have products that it could actually dramatically increase the fertility of men and women. And we have a number of expressions of that love in the form of children that have been born like miracle babies. Me and Amy jokingly call them green babies. Not that they're Martians. They don't come out green. We call them green babies because when you're clean inside, when you're green inside, when you have that life force inside of you that comes from being so healthy, then that life force can also be brought to bear, you see, in the form of a child. And that is such a beautiful thing. And I'm not going to mention names because I don't want to embarrass anybody, but you know who you are. Numerous reports of Purium babies, green babies, miracle babies, whatever you want to call them. And, you know, when we talk about fertility, if you're not aware of it, gentlemen, for building sperm count, you know, we have the White American Ginseng and the Super Life formula, you know, for women to help increase fertility. We have, you know, the greens, like the green barley juice extract, you know, and even the tart cherry is going to reduce stress hormones dramatically. And so we're talking about, you know, this this greatest love, the greatest love of, you know, being, you know, first of all, having a great relationship with God, being completely caring and you know, in respect of yourself. And then having that respect begin to project outward into your love relationships, into your parental relationships. And I'm extremely, extremely proud of the fact of another type of love that is evident, you know, when we talk about the Purium family. And that is the type of love that goes, you know what's funny? Like you see, I think of the Purium family a little bit like, you know, a grandfather. And then they have, you know, a bunch of kids, and then those kids have grandkids. And this, it's a little bit like network marketing, in that different families have different children, but they're all part of the same family. And I don't pick favorites. I don't pick one of my children or another, or one of my grandchildren over another. And you know what's great is the type of love that we see happening between, like, I guess you'd call it cross-line education. The true, like, sign that people are in love with Purium is that they want Purium to be shared at the highest level with as many people as possible. When you see Brandy getting on the phone and helping to train people who are in a totally different organization, when you see, you know, maybe Marina or Rachel going on and and helping lead a call that has nothing to do with the people in their downline or David Scolchetti being willing to jump in and help any Purium member who actually asks for it. That's a type of love energy. That's the type of energy that we want in your family. Purium is a family. And, you know, this is an unusual call tonight. We're not specifically talking about products. I will in 1 second. We're not specifically talking about products, but we're talking about a philosophy. We're talking about a feeling. We're talking about emotions, okay? And emotions could be broken down. Emotions are E, stands for energy, okay? Energy in motion. So any time that you are feeling emotional, the reason why is because your energy has been triggered, okay? And that energy that's been triggered is now moving. It's moving in a direction. And that emotion is driving you. And what you need to understand is that you can be in control of that. And the emotional energy that comes from doing something out of love, from doing something with love, is the greatest energy that you could put into the world. And so by us actually showing love for ourselves, by us then extending that love to others in the form of caring for them. Hey, I understand that you're suffering from gout. Have you heard about our tart cherry? Hey, I understand that you're having a hard time sleeping at night. Have you heard about our tart cherry? Hey, I heard that, you know, I understand that you actually smoke and you haven't had a chance to quit yet. Do you know about all the amazing antioxidants in tart cherry that might be really, really important for you? Hey, I heard that, you know, that you've had some problems with your heart. Have you heard of coconut oil? You know, hey, I've heard that, you know, you are having problem with parasites. Have you heard of our super cleanser? Hey, I've heard that you have indigestion. Have you heard of our aloe vera? Hey, I've heard that you've been trying to lose a little bit of weight yet. Have you heard of the 10-day transformation? You see, it may not seem like it if you're selling, right? If you're selling, that may not seem like love. But if you are helping, then it is. So here's the beautiful thing. You could grow your business through love. You could grow your business through love. You know, when you give the gift, when you give somebody a gift, it's a sign of love. And we're a company built on a gift card marketing program. Giving is a sign of love. Helping others is a sign of love. Okay? And taking care of yourself is a sign of love. Now, as we said, once we love ourselves, we find it easy to extend that love outward to other people. Okay? We find it easy to extend that love outward to other people when we do not have a sense of self-love, when we do not have a sense of self-worth, when we do not take the time for self-care. It's going to be very difficult, quite honestly, very difficult for someone to look at you and say, yeah, I know that person loves me. I know that person cares about me. I know that person wants me to love and care about myself. It's going to be hard. And so if you really want to succeed, you know, at Purium, if you love Purium, and you know that we love you, but if you really want to succeed at Purium, love actually can be a business plan. Love could be a game plan. Love could be a means of succeeding, and it is the best possible means of succeeding. Now, I know that many of you, you know, are going to be, for example, you know, having special nights. Do you know that you can make a delicious sorbet out of watermelon and tart cherry? And it has a beautiful red color. So I saw somebody made the sorbet in the shape of a heart. It was really, really cool. And they're making these little, you know, they I don't know if I saw it on Facebook or if somebody Instagrammed it to me, but I'll try to look for it and put it up. But, you know, it just little touches like that. And here's another thing, and this is the last thing. This is an adults-only conversation here. Our coconut oil, it could be your best friend on your Valentine's evening because, as you know, and again, adult conversation here, as you know, coconut oil is perhaps one of the most incredible marital aids that you're going to find. And people are saying, well, what are you talking about? Well, think about this. It is antiviral, antifungal, anti-yeast, anti-candida. So using it as a marital aid is actually a rather important idea. It is a transdermal phytoestrogen as well, which means it can actually help protect your body while you're using it. So the coconut oil, I always say that you should definitely have one for the kitchen, should definitely have one in the bathroom to put in your, you know, to put in your tub and things like that, and then definitely have one in the bedroom because it's going to be very, very healthy and very, very, it's just a great way to express love and use coconut oil from Purium because it has the unheated, untreated monolaurin and caprylic acid, which are those phytochemicals that actually carry out some of those amazing functions that make it, you know, a great way to use Purium in your life in so many aspects. You may not have thought about, you know, using Purium or even thinking about Purium around Valentine's Day. So we thought we'd just take a minute and show you that Valentine has many different relationships that can be attributed or different energies that could be tied to Purium. And that's what this call is all about. I'm not saying that on Valentine's Day you're supposed to be thinking about Purium. I'm just telling you that there is not any instance, there is nothing that's happening in the world that the philosophy of Purium will not come to bear. So I'm extremely pumped for this Friday. If you know somebody in Kauai, please send them over to the event that we're having. I'm really excited that when I get back, we're having an amazing event in Southern California, and I want that to be our biggest turnout yet. So if you know somebody in SoCali, get on the phone, get on Facebook, get them into that room. We are going to rock it. And I'll tell you this, one more thing. I am loving, speaking of love, I have never been more in love with what we're doing as a family, as a team, you know, as a group of like-minded, well-intentioned individuals. And yeah, we're different. I would say what's really amazing is that we're really different. We have people from all different religions, all different ethnic backgrounds, people from different ethnicities, people from different age groups, people from different genders. We have people who are as different could be, but you know what? We are all the same. There is very little that truly separates us when we love ourselves and we're dedicated to making this world a better place. And so when you look at where Purium is right now, I can't even tell you how excited I am. I'm looking at the groundwork that we've laid. I look at the product line that we have presented. I'm looking at the people that we have in place. And I'm looking at 2016 and I'm saying, look out, because I am loving what I see. I am loving what we're doing and I'm absolutely loving you guys. So, you know, it is a incredible start to the year. I want to challenge everybody to understand one thing. That's the economics of January, February. You may not realize this because we think that everybody jumps in January and says, I'm going to do a New Year's resolution. Not true. In fact, most people right now pay attention to me because you're not going to believe this. Most people right now are reassessing and saying, you know what? I said that I was going to do something better this year. I was worried about my bills. I was busy and distracted by New Year's and Christmas and all the hangover that comes from that, literal and figurative. And right about the end of January, right about the middle of February, is when people start getting really serious about improving and make sure that 2016 is going to be better than 2015. I promise you that now is the time to go out and get people to do a transformation. Now is the time to get people and say, you know, you got extra bills to pay. You're looking for this opportunity. So I love this time of year for that reason as well. So I hope it's been pretty clear. How many ways do I love Purium? How many ways do I love you? Well, let's just count them up. And I think we listed quite a few. So, you know, whether you're trying to enhance your fertility and have a baby, you know, once you whether you are, you know, want to make a delicious dessert out of the, you know, out of the love, excuse me, out of the cherry and make a nice sorbet, whether you want to forget about Purium altogether at Valentine's, I'm not going to be offended by that. But I wanted to have a little fun with the theme and the energy around it and let you know that I am definitely someone who loves love. I believe in love. I want to see love shape, change people's lives and ultimately this planet. So thank you for that. And as is our custom, I'm going to unlock the phone lines and let all of us express our special energy and our special type of love right now. So thank you all so much. If you're in Kauai, I'll see you in a couple days. And if you're going to come to Southern California about a week and a half from now. So all the best. We'll see you real soon.
Love you, Dave.
Hey,
thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave.
Love
you.
Thank you,
Dave. Love
you. Thank you,
everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
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 I'm on the phone.
Namaste from Naples, Florida.
All conference hosts have hung up. This conference is over. Thank you.